From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. YouTube has pulled some videos from its site that feature an American-born imam, Anwar al-Awlaki. He calls for violence against the West. The videos were pulled in response to pressure from American and British officials, but as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, it is not likely to limit access to the cleric's message.
It's a nasty world out there, and radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, well, he's been openly calling for attacks against the U.S.
To the Muslims in America, I have this to say. How can your conscience allow you to live in peaceful coexistence with a nation that is responsible for the tyranny and crimes committed against your own brothers and sisters?
This video was still available as of this morning, featuring al-Awlaki, who is cited by authorities for links to the Fort Hood shootings, the foiled Christmas Day plot, and the package bomb scheme thwarted just a few days ago.
How can you have your loyalty to a government that is leading the war against Islam and Muslims?
Though YouTube has taken what appears to be a small number of his videos down, thousands more are still available. Congressman Anthony Weiner, a New York Democrat, is calling for all the al-Awlaki videos to be removed.
In my view, there should be a blanket prohibition at the corporate headquarters at YouTube and Google to say we're not going to post any more of this man's hate because it's clear that it's leading to violence.
Weiner says even his purely religious videos should be taken down.
It is not as if this person is casually invoking violence. This is pretty much his raison d'etre. This is the reason he is using YouTube, is to get his words of hate out.
In a statement to NPR, a YouTube spokeswoman says the company removes all videos inciting violence or involving organizations designated as terrorist by federal authorities.
Taking Anwar al-Awlaki videos off of YouTube is not going to end or prevent people from getting access to either Anwar al-Awlaki videos or to other forms of jihadi content online.
Brian Fishman is a research fellow on counterterrorism at the New America Foundation in West Point. He says al-Awlaki is especially appealing to English-speaking Muslims.
But he is not unique in that there are lots of other jihadi propagandists distributing very similar messages online, and many of those people are still distributing their propaganda via YouTube.
At YouTube, a team works around the clock to review videos flagged as objectionable, just as they do for complaints of pornographic material and copyright violations. The only trouble is, those employees have to check after the videos are posted. Every minute, people around the world upload 24 hours worth of video to YouTube. It's tough to keep up. David Folkenflik, NPR News.